You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take one. Knock, knock.
Who it is?
Receiving a Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning. We're Steven and Dana, and we're in the room.
And you are rolling.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York. Hi, Steven.
Hi, honey. It was so good to see you yesterday.
It was so great to see you. I feel like, I mean, we really have not seen each other all of quarantine. Can we just take a time out and give a thunderous round of applause to our offstage producer, Brittany Bigelow?
Yes. Let's embarrass her.
She's a producer at BPN. She helps us every single time we do a podcast. She sets us up. We talk to her beforehand. And then she like is kind of behind the screen. We don't see her while we're chatting. And we know that she's there. Like if anything goes wrong, we know that Brittany will pop in and be like,
yeah, before we even panic, she's like, okay, guys, so we got all of that. It's saved. Everything's great. We're just going to do a group refresh.
Yeah, like there was an airplane and like we have to stop. So we just want to shout out Brittany. She's been so incredibly gorgeous through, especially quarantine, when we have to be on our computers. Like this is when, you know, she really shines because we usually do it ourselves. And we set up in people's living rooms, but we haven't been able to do that. But she just moved to LA and she's doing this from LA for
us. Congrats,
queen. Yes. So yeah, Brittany has been like the Wizard of Oz for literally everyone at BPN. And we just want to shout out some love for our girl.
Yeah, that's a strong team over there.
And yeah.
We love them.
We love. So what else? I guess that's our episode, everybody.
Yep, that's it. 7 minutes flat.
Well, no, we saw each other yesterday and it was, I literally wept in your arms. I saw you in your overalls.
Yeah, there was weeping. Oh, honey. It was a nice morning and then it got humid.
Well, we saw each other on 43rd and 9th. We got Sticky's Chicken.
We met up for some chicken.
Steven, what was the order? It was so good. Tell everyone.
Ooh, it was. Thank you. It was. I like the combination platter. So it's like chickens and the Cajun fries. And it's with the General Tzatziki. So that's sticky with a T-S-I-C-K-Y. And it's like this yummy, like Asian-y sauce with like some sesame seeds and some flake and some scallion.
Yeah. And it's salty. Like, you know, there's a little bit of soy in there.
Just like dousing your chicken in this delicious sauce.
Yeah. It's not a dipping moment. It's a doused chicken.
I mean, you can dip if you want. You can get it on the side.
Sure.
If you're weak.
When I went in, I'd never had it before. And there was a sign of like, okay, now pick your sauce. And there's like 37.
Floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling sauces. One of them was like a jalapeno mac and cheese dipping sauce. What? I have to go back immediately.
There's a s'mores dip. Like, that's not my jam with my chicken, but you could literally get chicken strips and dip it in like marshmallow fluff and chocolate.
That,
like, that's, you know, outstanding.
There are certain moments when that could be my jam.
I've certainly put them on the short list of like potential wedding caterers.
And then we were looking for drinks and you're like, ooh, root beer. Root beer. Sorry.
Root beer?
I say root beer. Like root.
No, you don't.
Yes. I'm from Wisconsin.
Since when?
I don't know. Root is like... too
have
much
we
effort.
Never said root together?
Root beer? I also.
You say rut 66?
I don't say milk either.
You
I say
milk?
I say milk. Milk and root beer. Ooh, I don't even think that sounds weird.
What's the thing on top of a house?
A roof.
You don't say rough.
No, it's just, it doesn't matter. It's just root beer. But I don't do the extra like root. I'm not jetting out my chin for that.
Root.
So then, okay, so we got our chicken and then we like to plan our days. And then we went to the Hudson River and parked our asses by the Intrepid Museum, which is a huge ship / spaceship. And people were paddleboarding by it. And it was like the most gorgeous.
Well, because I've seen you on a paddleboard. So I was like, Dana, remember when you did that?
Oh, I love a paddleboard. It makes
me
feel like,
do it right now.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something. It's really easy. You can have zero core strength and be a paddleboarder. Hand cool. to God. Hand to God. So yeah, we had a little meeting of like,
yeah, we had a lunch
happening.
And then we had a rosé. There was like an outside bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have rosé and they were pouring my favorite kind. I don't know what it's called. I just know what the bottle looks like.
Yeah, it's like a $10 whatever. You can get it anywhere.
The bottom of the bottle is a rose. Like it's like carved glass.
Yeah, yeah. And there were dancing fountains and it was just beautiful. And then what did we do? We walked. Ooh. And
then
we took
I
a
walked,
stroll.
I took you on the theater tour.
Yeah,
because
I
by a bunch of our houses.
I had not seen Times Square since March, and it is
since
now
March.
September 20-something. And it's weird. It's real weird. Like, all the, obviously, all the shows are shut down. No
well,
one's
like that, first
walking
of all, we
around.
Took a stroll.
Yeah.
We took a stroll, and we were in no one's way, and no one was in our way.
We also had nowhere to
on
be.
45th and Broadway?
Name a date in New York when I don't have somewhere to be. Name it. I'm usually like running to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And here
you
we
bring are. A backpack to nice events.
Yeah. I got places to be. This is my eighth thing I'm doing today.
But we were just Sunday strolling through the Midtown as if nothing was happening.
Yeah, you could really like host a wedding reception on any of those theater streets. Like,
so easy.
It was weird, but you know, it was.
It's the time. It's the time for us locals, us New Yorkers, to do the things that we avoid in our city because tourists make it hard.
Sure. Yeah.
Now
sure.
It's that time. Let's hang out in Midtown. Let's like sit. On the TKTS steps.
Which are usually shoulder to shoulder.
Let's take a double-decker bus tour. Let's go to the top of the Empire State Building. Let's like, you know, obviously we're staying home as much as we can. But these are all things that when you really decide I'm taking a day to leave the house and participate. Like all fun ideas.
Great.
Those are my plans.
After I left you, can we just talk about the Broadway-ness of it all? Like, regardless of tourists being around, like, it was so heavy. on my heart. It was sad.
Yeah. It's like a museum because in the train stations, no, none of the ads are changing. Nobody's buying ad space in Port Authority.
No.
So all the ads are like pre-quarantine, coming to FX February 24th. Okay, well, I'm sure that that show was great, but it's certainly over. It's like walking through a New York museum of February 2020.
Like everything is boarded up. Like I walked past the AMC and the Regal, the movie theaters.
Boarded or closed?
Closed up. The New York City gift shops, which usually have a billion people inside, closed. It was so, I mean, I just saw Brad Pitt outside of Madame Tussauds and people like walking up to take a picture. I'm like, this is literally the saddest. Like, I usually find that pretty sad, but like now, like it's just so
sad. Now there's
sad.
Not even a line. It's so sad.
No, it's so sad. Mm. Whew. It was a weird experience. Anyway, so after that, I left you at Columbus Circle and went to a going away for another friend who's moving home. So that was sad too. But Central Park was bumping. People are enjoying the outdoors.
That's what I'm saying. Like, take your city, live in it.
I was like, I don't think I've lived here for 12 years. I don't think I've ever sat on a picnic blanket in Central Park. Right. First of all, I don't live anywhere.
Because when
it.
You're in Central Park, you're like between things. Like, if I have a day and I'm out, we're going to the park. Like, I'm planning my day around it. It's so rarely the destination.
Oh, for me, it's a destination when I have people here that I'm showing New York City to, but we're walking through it.
Of course, of course, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was really nice to just like sit on a blanket for 5 hours and
be like, hey,
watch the people go by. I really have enjoyed seeing how many people are getting out. We have to get out of our houses, but even in Astoria, like seeing the people in the park that weren't usually there or taking walks or like exercising outside or biking, it's just been so much more. I'm like, that's great. That's a pro. I'll Absolutely. Take my pro. There's a lot of cons, but
yeah.
Good God. What else? Guess what?
What?
Today. Thank you, Broadway Briefing. It's the 200th day that Broadway's been closed. That's 200 days. It's 200 days.
I couldn't tell you the last time I went 200 days without seeing a show.
Yeah. What was the last show you saw?
Oh, I meant to check because we talked about this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here, I have a calendar.
While you're looking that up, the last show I saw was called Dana H.
Right.
At the Vineyard. And I saw that with Jamie Dumont, co-host of The Fabulous Invalid, also a Broadway Podcast Network juggernaut podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. It was so good.
I remember you loving it.
Yeah, I couldn't shut up about it. It was one woman. God, I can't remember her name.
Okay, listen. The last thing I saw was Vote, Pray, Love. Let's not.
Oh, yes.
Get Ryan that twisted.
O'Connor.
Before that, the last thing I saw on Broadway. Well, before that, I saw Well-Behaved Women. And I think the last thing I saw on Broadway was Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, wow. Wait, I don't know if I knew that you saw that.
I think that's the last thing I saw.
Wow. What did you
Broadway.
Have tickets to but didn't get to use the tickets?
Not a huge ticket in advance. Not in that kind of a way. Maybe a week or a couple weeks. You know, I was a big Today Tix user. I was a rusher. I was a lottoer. And I was like a last minuter. But I certainly had very much intended to see Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to see
Laurie
Company.
Metcalf, right?
And yeah, I really wanted to see Company at the end of previews. I was very ready to like buy that ticket.
So every year for my birthday, it has been happening. Like my best friend Val, we get tickets to something. And this year was going to be Company. And, you know, that was probably like April 28th or something. And yeah, it was very sad. That was a refund. And that, or not a refund.
They actually,
what?
Sorry, what? No, I remember, but you go.
Okay. So that, and then I had never seen Book of Mormon. Ever.
Neither is John. I'm dying to take him.
So I bought a single ticket. I hate seeing theater by myself. I bought...
Oh, you never have to. Always call me.
I didn't... It didn't even...
Hello?
I didn't need to, but I thought I'm going to go... I'm going to try this experience.
Then more power to you. But yeah, if you really don't like it, you never have to call by yourself.
Oh, I know. I'm, you know, riddled with people I can call. But I... Yeah, I bought a ticket to Book of Mormon, and that was probably set for May.
I very much lied to you. I did have tickets to something.
What
I had
it?
Tickets to Carolina Change, specifically on a night, that it was going to be sign language interpreted.
Oh my God. I don't know if the listeners know that you are fluent in sign language.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rusty. This is not a skill
every day
I use on the daily anymore. But I certainly at one point was.
Yeah, I love that fact about you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Queen.
I definitely had tickets for Carolina Change as well. Yep.
And those I did. They were like, I guess they like issued a credit so that when tickets go on sale, I didn't have to think about like, do I have the money?
Yes.
Like, I'll be able to get those and know that I'm seeing something and it'll be fabulous.
For sure. I'm same with my plane tickets. I was supposed to do a huge old trip.
LA trip, right?
And now I have, LA, Montana.
Well, you want to get a car. Are we talking about that on the podcast?
I don't care. I do want to get a car. Who doesn't want to get a car? Don't you want to get out of here?
I don't want to get a car.
You don't want to get a car?
I'd rather rent a car. I don't want to maintain a car. I don't want to drive a car. I don't want to park a car.
You don't want to
clean
move
a car.
Your car.
I don't want to fill a car up with gas. I don't want to wash a car. I don't want to get one of those tree danglies.
Ew. I was just thinking about that. Like, I think there's two groups of people only. People who buy the tree danglies, because I took an Uber last night and there were three jasmine tree danglies in the Uber, and I was like, this is
three all jasmine flavored.
Three. There was one by the in the back by both windows, and then one dangling.
Not a cluster.
No, it was all around. It was surround sound. Man, it wasn't a bad smell, but I'm like, I don't need that.
It's
and I
punch.
Don't think I'm that
Why
person.
Three?
I'm not that person. Open your goddamn window.
Yeah.
And if you're a
Do
smoker,
a spritz.
It just smells like smoke plus whatever that tree thing is. Gross. It's all gross. You know what? I think I'd use it at least once a month in a big way.
A tree dangly or with a car?
A car. I'm not going to go like use it to get groceries, but like I will go somewhere. I will pick up my friends and go somewhere.
Number one, you have some like immediate family 5 hours away.
Immediate.
Immediately. Yeah.
So
like you have a regular destination that is doable in less than half a day.
Right. I could do it with my eyes closed.
So I do hear that.
Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, there's like the hiking moments. Let's get out of here for a second. We could like drive to Woodstock for dinner.
I totally support you getting a car.
What else? So we talked about car. Do we talk about your new... What do I want to say? It's not a business venture. It is a inspired moment.
It's
creativity is flowing out of you. Your cup running over.
I learned something about myself.
I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast.
Well, because it's only like in soft launch moment.
Yeah, you guys, it's baby
I'm
time.
Building the thing so that when the thing is the thing, people can go and they see, oh, there's this thing and this thing and this thing. And not just here's the thing and they come and they see the announcement and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Soft launch.
Soft launch, you guys. Beta mode.
The blog part. Okay, so it's this thing. It's called I'll Ink to That. Name very much stolen from a suggestion by Dana Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I draw now. I've never had any visual art ability. I've been a stick figure and, prayer kind of artist. I'm in elementary school. The art teacher for the district would come by once in a while, and I was always getting in trouble with her. And
the other thing that you love is a big, color moment. Like, you've painted your walls. You've done geographical painting and, rip off the tape. Like, you have an eye for design.
Well, for sure. Thank you. My partner also had a lot to do with those visual elements, but mm-hmm. I can always see a thing in my head. It's the execution visually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking in terms of visual art, I fucking refound this photo of Elaine Stritch that I've loved forever. I was in my camera roll looking for something, and I found that, and I was I should try and make that some sort of line illustration with some sort of blobby mid-century felt tip markery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something that wasn't a sharp line. So I did. I threw her onto the iPad and I traced her, essentially, trying to just use lines and as few lines as possible, because the less lines I make, the less things I can fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Minimalism.
And she happened, and then she was done, and I looked at her and I was like, I like this.
I like something I did.
I've never drawn something and liked it. Yeah. Ever. Ever. Maybe a piece of pizza, because it's a triangle with a little belt at the bottom and some circles for pepperoni.
Yeah.
I can draw a piece of pizza, and apparently I can trace from a photo, but not verbatim. I can very much use it as a reference and draw a stylized rendering of it. So I sent it to you and you liked it. And then I put it on the internet and lots of other people liked it. And then a couple of friends were can I get a print? And I was I'm sort of looking into it. And they're keep me posted.
Well, because I freaking said people will pay you to own something that looks like this, whether it be a print, an iPhone case
Ryan O'Connor's reaction was so heartfelt and that. Yeah. I was okay, so I'm just gonna keep doing this, which is tracing pictures of people I like. I have a bunch that I'm just sitting on right now, but I'm starting to slowly release some. And then as soon as, here's the fun part. Paper samples came in. I'm picking them up tomorrow. So I'm going to pick a paper and then order it, and then I'll be able to.
You're choosing your wedding cake.
Prints. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I'm going to buy all of them. They're so wonderful. And if you guys haven't figured out yet, it's just at I'll ink to that, which is taken from.
Well, it's I'll drink to that. It's Stephen Sondheim. It's it's all the things, but it's also there's I'm liking the blog element to this, where on the website, I'll link to that.com, I'm posting each piece and talking about it, maybe talking about why I did it, maybe talking about why I love that picture and not some other one, or maybe it's a lot of words, or maybe it's six.
And I love your brain, and I love that you're writing it. I think.
Thanks. It's also the only place I've decided that I'm going to post both the original picture and the art of it side by side.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, not to hide it. There's no shame in my game that I am tracing. I am crediting the shit out of people. I am owning the method. Owning the method. Because I have so much respect for people who can do this out of their brain. I can't. But I also don't want to get in trouble at some point for sharing some super expensive image on the internet in any way that isn't like super well credited and
listen,
clearly
people
for
make
a
art
purpose.
In so many different ways. People collage and call it art. That's like taking found materials and putting it all together. Like, that's what we do. I think yours is super unique. I've never seen anything like it.
Thanks.
And it has that, what I think is so brilliant in the way that like squigs, like if you're a, you know, Lights of Broadway God card
bless.
Collector, if so, you know that his thing is so clearly squigs.
He's so good.
Yeah, there's
can you
no...
believe, wait, can you believe how like he drew us?
He drew us.
I'm still dead by that.
You know, and we didn't know that he was drawing us. Okay, so first of all, it's not like we sent him a picture and he nailed it.
He picked his own.
He picked his own.
He had spend time with us.
Have to say that like you have such a through line of what your stuff is looking like. So I think that's really smart.
Thanks.
In a branding way. And I think it came really organically. So I really like...
Thank you. I do want to play with like some sort of color element because I like color. Color is fun. But I want it to make sense. And I haven't quite figured out how to color yet. I know how to like color, but it doesn't look the way that I would like it to yet. And that's because I'm still learning.
Can you tell us some of the people that you've drawn already? And maybe some that is in your queue?
Sure. I mean, readily, like, think people I've already like posted and you can go look at right now include Elaine Stritch, Bernadette Peters, Bette Midler, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes!
Who else up there? Jennifer Lewis.
Jennifer Lewis doing a high kick.
Her leopard print. Bette Davis.
I wonder if you could do like birthday cards with like text.
Oh, yeah. There's like a million possibilities. Like, essentially, the things I want to sell or like want to put these images on. Are like so much better than the things I can sell right now because I have to like save up money for things.
This will grow, trust. This will grow.
Yeah, like if I can get into some serious like foiling, if I can get these women on like a black card with gold foil.
Yes.
Or like coming up, I did do, ooh, this is a podcast exclusive news.
Yes, I love it. I love I love
stupid.
You so much.
Ew. I did all four Sex and the City gals. It's like a little like series-let. And like, how fun would that be to get some rose gold fucking foil and put those on some note cards. Put those in a little box, a little bow. Sell.
Oh my God. Wait, can you do one that's Six in the City with the Six cast?
But
I know people like that. I haven't seen it yet.
I did.
The opportunities are endless and I'm so excited.
A queen friend of mine, I just did her this morning for her upcoming projects.
You can do like personal requests.
Yeah, like I'm not like knocking down doors for commissions right now, but certainly something I'd be into. It will be on the up and coming FAQ page of my website.
Amazing. Amazing.
But you know, like I like that somebody like likes what I'm doing enough to say, hey, like can we collaborate on this thing?
Yeah.
That it's something people are saying, hey, I would love to do that for this project of my own. Let's work together. I love that. It's so nice to be thought of as opposed to like begging people to include you.
There you go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe most of your drawings are fabulous, gay, iconic, you know, theatery women getting out of cars. Why the cars?
That was a Ryan O'Connor prompt.
Was it?
Early on, because I did a lane, and he immediately sent me a picture of Elizabeth Taylor that I did for him, and only for him.
Yeah, yeah.
It is his, and it will always be his, and only with his blessing will it see the light of day outside of him. But he was like, This would be such a cool series, like women and cars. I'm like, thank you. And actually, I wrote about this on the blog recently, or maybe I did and then deleted it because I started over or something. But it was the perfect prompt because it was broad and specific. It was ladies with cars. So I knew the lady list in and out. So I know who my like subject search word is and car. And then just pick my favorite.
Yeah.
It wasn't search for Bernadette Peters and like pick the Bernadette Peters picture. Also, not a ton of pictures of Bernadette Peters with cars.
She seems very pedestrian. There's a few
and they're great. There's a few and they're great. But like that kind of evolved. So I like did a bunch of the cars and then that sort of evolved because I wanted to do a subject and I couldn't pick a car picture. So I did something else.
And they're super niche. Like the one you did of Bette, I think I've seen every picture of Bette that's ever existed. But
well, you know, I hate picking the obvious.
Yeah, you do. And you sent it, and it's clearly Bette Midler, and it's clearly from the 80s, and it's clearly around the time she did Ruthless People. It might even have been on the set. But I was like, I don't know if I know the reference photo. So I just typed in Bette Midler car, and it was one of the ones that was on the search.
Yeah.
I was like, this is brilliant.
Well, that's why the blog too, to like really give the history of the photo.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really inspired. I know I keep saying that, but doesn't that feel good to know that you weren't like sitting on a rock for 8 days trying to think of like the perfect opportunity to like be creative?
Well, I was sitting on my goddamn rock of a couch for 6 months.
There you go. When you sit to
tears
long
making hard candy every day, watching fucking Oz and making candy, and I was dying. I was slowly decaying.
Yeah.
My half-life was rapidly approaching. And then all of a sudden, because like I knew what pen I wanted to use and I knew what picture I wanted to use that pen with, I like had a reason to trace it. Because why trace something is always my question. I'm like, why trace it? If you're just gonna trace it, like use the original one.
Also, not for nothing, these translate really well into tattoos. Just saying. If you want a line minimalism drawing of Bernadette Peters throwing her head back and it's clearly Bernadette Peters.
You know, or I'm also like hoping to have some mugs soon.
Yeah.
Tattoo or a mug.
Shoes. Hats.
Fanny packs. Shower curtains.
A Fanny Bryce fanny pack.
Like, this is the thing. Like, I know I could just throw these up on, like, Society 6 and have a store by the end of tonight and, like, call it a day. But I'm trying to, I want more, like, quality assurance than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather, like, take care of my babies.
It takes a long time to build something up, and I feel like you have a well of
yeah, I'd rather do it stuff this way, even though it's like turning my house into a warehouse. I'd rather do it this way for the things I can control, and until I can figure it out myself, outsource like the novelty stuff. So first will come the prints, hopefully in the next couple weeks. And then shortly after that, I'm hoping to have like the novelty phone cases and mugs and whatever else, whatever service I land on offers.
That's so exciting.
It's fun. Thank you for being so supportive and into it, Queen.
But you know that I'm not just blowing smoke. If I like thought it was not like totally great, I don't know. I feel
you
like
find a way to tell me. Well, also your original reaction was so genuine because you didn't know I did it.
I didn't. I was like, who did this? Where'd you find this? Because you posted it on Insta, or you sent it to me in a text.
I sent it to you first.
Yeah, I was like, where'd you find this? I was like, oh, girl draws. Girl. No, it's really cool. It's really cool.
Thanks, Queen.
When you know, you know.
All right, now you know.
So do we want to shout out our friend who has the pins?
Oh, my God.
Is that a good segue?
Yeah, every segue is a good segue if it means landing at Tyson. You guys, Broadway Pins, we've talked about a million times. Tyson Armstrong, he played our live show.
Yeah.
And I guess he was guest, what, two?
Our favorite Aussie who lives in New York.
And, you know, last Sunday was supposed to be the Broadway flea market. And it was online. You know, they did acknowledge the day and they had the online auction. But, you know, mm-hmm. first year to, like, not be out in those streets. So they, Broadway Pins and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, collabed on a new Broadway pin. And it's really beautiful. It's a ghost light with an AIDS ribbon wrapped around it. And it's so gorgeous. And mine just came in the mail and I'm very excited about it.
You were so wearing it yesterday. I was wearing it yesterday.
I highly recommend you head over to BroadwayPins.com and get one.
Yeah.
And while you're there, you can also get like fierce pins of, I don't want to say someone that's sold out, but like you can get.
There's a bet.
Kristen Chenoweth. There's a bet. There's a Sondheim. There's
Audra McDonald.
There's Eartha Kitt. Streisand.
I have a Patti LuPone and a Streisand, and my bet got lost. But
oh, and there's also a new season that I don't even have yet. I thought he was going to bring him to dinner, but I guess he forgot. But the new season is like Laurie Metcalf and Sutton Foster and Andre DeShield.
Laurie Metcalf.
And some others. I should have made a note, but something.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. I officiated a wedding last weekend, and it was one of my best friends and former roommate Emily and her husband, now husband Andrew, and he's Jewish, not Jewish hardly at all, but like by birth. But I was like, ooh. I'm going to be like part rabbi today because they did the glass crush and everything. So like under my blazer, like no one could see it. Only I knew it was there. It was like onto my strap of my jumper. I put my Barbra Streisand Broadway pin and then my Yiddish fiddler Oy Vey pin.
You have one of those too?
Yeah. And I would flash it. Yes, that! And I would flash it and be like, I'm part rabbi today. I don't think that's offensive. I was just trying to like,
I don't think so either.
Get myself in the mood, but they laughed. But yeah, so that's the Broadway Pins shout out. What else? We have a new series coming up.
Yeah. I mean, the actual reason for this episode is to tell you this, and we've saved it for last so that we'd get the download count. So thank you.
Yeah. So it's been a little bit less of in the room.
Yeah, like
during
you
quarantine.
Felt it, we felt it, everyone's felt it.
Mm, feeling things. So we're a little bit more in the Zoom, if you know what I mean. Like we can see each other, but you mm-hmm, know, we're not mm-hmm, physically mm-hmm. together, which, you know, hurts our hearts because we like to go through people's medicine cabinets when we're there and like
right.
see what's in their in their fridge and like sit on their floor and like they make tea and we just laugh and chat and then they kick us out when they've had enough of us. However, having said that, we want to like shake things up just a teensy tiny little bit.
We just want to make our podcast, our vibe, our jam a little more like work from home friendly until we can get back in the room. We're going to be in the Zoom.
Yeah.
And this, we're hoping that this new like mini series spinoff show, oh my God, are we the Darcy and Stacey of our own podcast?
I don't know what that means.
Oh my God. If In the Room is 90 Day Fiance, we are the spinoff.
I get it. Okay, so I'm only on episode literally 2 of 90 Day Fiance. And like, I work in reality TV, so every network mandate is like, we want something like 90 Day Fiance, because that's a huge, huge hit.
And it works so well in quarantine, all of the strikes back and the tell-alls all being remote. Having a reunion special where you have zero control over anybody in the Zoom because they're all in their own home,
right,
is brilliant television. People knocking over shit.
I get the idea. You know, they found a loophole. Like,
oh, it's fab.
If you find a loophole and make a TV show about it, you're aces.
And then they found another one because of COVID. They're like, what do we do? So they call it Strikes Back, and they show the cast watching their season and commenting on the people commenting on their season. It's,
oh my God,
so many hats on a hat. Look, I've made a hat. 90 Day Fiance,
for Darcy and Stacey,
Sundays at 10. Sometimes I call them Starcy and Daisy because it's really hard.
You guys, what are you binging?
Anyway, we are the, our Darcy and Stacey is kicking off with a new segment called...
It's not a segment. It is a series. Like, this is what the podcast will be for, I'm going to say, the fall. And there I said it. So
there,
like,
you said
October,
it.
October, November, December, this is our vibe. We're going to be calling it Getting Cozy with Castmates.
Getting cozy with the castmates. Get your cardigan.
And
yeah.
The vibe is, it's a little reunion-y. Like, so we're going to bring two people on. It'll be the four of us chatting. Two people who've been in a show together. We're going to get crazy. We have a fabulous lineup. I'm so excited for our first duo. We're not going to say who it is, but like...
No, but we are going to say that the focus is going to be like talking about a shared experience.
We want to feel some coziness together.
Yes, we want to hear... We want like to reunite these people because... Hopefully they loved working together, and isn't that fun to be on a fly on the wall for that?
Yeah.
But also, we're all having a shared experience right now, but I think I think shared experiences are really cool and how they change based on who's in them. And I think especially on Broadway, when so many people are friends, but maybe we have or have not worked together, to get two people who have worked together and are still friends after it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's such, you know, a Broadway show is such a fleeting thing, both as an audience member and as a cast member. Like, there's no guarantee. Maybe you're in it for a week. Maybe you're in it for 10 years. But, like, to revisit this little precious moment with people who were there is going to be really fun.
And, you know, maybe they haven't seen each other all of quarantine, and maybe this is like a novel get together for them. So here's what I want to say to our listeners. Like, if you want to shoot us a DM and have us.
If you want to slip and slide into our DMs.
No, like, we have a great lineup, but also if you have someone or a duo that you would like to suggest, we're all ears. We'll try to make that happen. If you guys have any questions you want to like infuse these chats with, by all freaking means. What else? I mean, I feel like we talked about most of the things on the list.
Yeah, I think this is just, you know, our end of summer touch base where we check in with our listeners and make sure everyone's summer went well, and we let them know our plans for the fall, and we let them know other things.
Yeah.
I love you so much. It was really good to see you. And I'm excited to see you again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we have a date on the calendar.
We have a date with the aforementioned Val.
Because Val is just that extra ingredient. She is that cherry.
Ooh.
She's that cherry in the old fashioned, man.
Val is when... Like when you make the recipe and like you make it all the time, so you know how to do it. But then you make it with like the good olive oil.
Yes.
That was good with vanilla. Truffle. Val is good vanilla.
Val is truffle.
Val's truffle. Val
do you
is
want
like
the truffle mac and cheese or the regular Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Bitch. Val is the elevated ingredient that you paid full price for.
Yeah, you're like, oh, now that I know what truffle mac and cheese tastes like, I am not going back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Val is going to Madagascar and like picking your own vanilla bean without Val. Store-bought is fine.
100%. I wish for everyone to have a Val in their life. It just elevates your own existence. When someone is like, hey, you need to bring a dish to pass, I bring Val. I'm like, Val's my dish to pass, and you are so welcome.
It's really funny.
I know what I brought. I brought Val.
I bring potato rolls.
I had like a little Zoom date, and the person had asked like about Val because I had mentioned, oh, Val did this, and they're like, oh, tell me about Val. Cut to
3 hours later.
Two and a half hours later.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh my God, like, I think I need to meet Val because my
life
is
complete.
We have
to have Val on just so people get it.
Oh, 100%. She could be my getting cozy with castmates because we did theater together in high school.
Oh my God. Is it like our spin on Encore?
Yeah, if someone
is
poops
out. Is it Encore on Disney Minus?
Disney Minus! Oh, shit. Anyway, Val, we love Adam. You. I think she's listening to this episode. Who knows?
I sure hope not.
I hope she does.
I love her. And I love you.
I love you. How do we do a chord with just the both of us?
Brittany, chord. Bye.
Bye.
Not doing it.
I couldn't unmute quick enough. It's better with just the two of you. I'm a tired broad today.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out.
And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.